Okay, we're going to start the new parak today. Okay, finished kaninis kana kohanim. Now back to chametz and vayirav vayimatsa tashbisu. Very good. Kol sha every time, all the time. Kol sha shemutu leecho machil lebehemach chay leopos. So long as one is permitted. They're talking about erev Pesach. So kol sha every time that you, all the time that you are permitted to eat, you can feed your behema, your chaya, your opos, your domesticated animals, your undomesticated animals, and the birds. And during this time period, umochel nachri, you can sell the chametz to a guy, umutter bahanaso, and you are permitted to have hanas. So the Moses right away, well, we just gave the examples before you gave the rule. Umutter bahanaso. Now, avrazmano, if it passes, so now, asr bahanaso, you are now no longer permitted to derive any benefit from the chametz. And now, Gorg's examples. Velo yasikbo tanur bikirayim, and you can't burn the chametz as fuel for your ovens and stoves. You can't use them as fuel. Rabbi Yehuda then says, ein biyur chametz el asreifa. Biyur chametz must be done via burning, via destruction. V'chamim omrim af mifarer uzore laruach omat hilyam. Beer chametz can be accomplished even if you just, you know, crumple it up and throw it into the wind or throw it to the sea. As long as you get rid of it that way, that is sufficient. Interesting Tosos, which is just fascinating, leads to a fascinating discussion. Tosos Kol Sha says Avar Zmano Asur Bahana. It says Asur Bahana. So Tosos just includes the Asur Limkor. It's also you're not allowed to sell to the guy once the time period passes. But you look, Tosos is trying to. You know, the Mishnah is a little off kilter, right? It says Kol Sha Shemutar Lechol. It says Mochel Anachri, and then it says Avrazmano. It says Aser Bahana, and it stops. So it says Aser Bahana, then Aser Limkor. You're not allowed to sell. But what happens if you do sell? Tosos says. So Tosos based on a Mishnah and Gemara in Kiddush, it says V'imachar. But if you do sell after the time, Dam of Mutarim. Now, you didn't really accomplish anything with your chametz, but the money that you got from it is still mutter. It's not like shvius with which says the ain tope says damav. It's not like shvius where if you sell the shvius produce, the money now obtains the kedusha of shvius. By the chametz, there's an iser of chametz. If you sold it and you got the money for it, that money is not considered chametz anymore. It's not chametz. So but he says it's asur limkor because he says isurei hana asur limkor. Happens to be, it's a shita lo no lo me. I don't know who wrote it because it's lo no lo me. But it's a rishon on Maseches Kedushin. So it says over there. He also brings down. Where is it? It's Kedushin daf. Right, Kedushin daf nunvav on that sugya that Tosfos quotes. So he says machron b'kiddush b'demayim b'kudashes. So talking about yisurei hana. If you sold the yisurei hana and you got the money and you used that money to mekadesh a woman, she's mekadesh because there's no yisurei hana on the money that doesn't transfer. The yisurei hana doesn't transfer from the item to the money. So first he quotes va'apa gav dasiri b'hana v'asalam okron. He quotes channeling Tosos. The Shita says even though it's asur b'hana and you are not permitted to sell them, hecha dizivinhu yochel lekadesh b'demayim. If you sell them, you can be mekadesh with the money. The ain't Tosim is the mayhem because it doesn't transfer over. Same thing as Tosos. The lav dafka kiddush b'demayim and the chachil non mekadesh b'demayim. Even if you sold it and violated, you can be lechachil. You can use the money. It's not like b'diavad. If you happen to use the money, you can lechachil use the money because there's nothing wrong with that money, right? But then he says he brings down v'haram. He says over here in the notes he says lo yadati mihu bal hashita hamuzorah hazos. The strange shita coming up and the editor didn't like it. Rabbi Miller from YU says how does the editor have the gall to say, you know, it's a Shita Muzara. It's a resource that he's quoting. That's a Shita. It may not be mainstream, but it's not Shita Muzara. So also he claims, Ravillo says it's also based on a Ramban. So maybe it's not so strange after all. But then what is this strange Shita? The Aram Kasav, the Chol Isurei Hana, Mutter L'machro L'tchatila. So it brings out the Shita, that Rabbi Miller says is the Shita of the Ramban, that when it comes to Isurei Hana, you're permitted L'tchatila to use it to sell. What do you mean? How can you sell Isurei Hana? It's Asurei Hana. How does that work, right? He says because he gives a different definition of Isurei Hana. He says she'ein ze hana ela davar hanena migufo. It's not considered hana unless you actually get benefit. If you derive benefit from the usage of the item, for example, you go in sviya v'hadlaka v'sich chayotzeva. You light it, you use it to color, you use it to anoint yourself. right? So that's considered a hana. So if you're selling it, that's not considered a hana. That's not you're not using it. So what, right? He says, "V'kasha aleha im kein amai itzur kol mitzvah benavela hetter mechir v'nisiyan." The side question you have to deal with, though, is that there's a specific pasuk that permits you to sell a nevela. We'll see that actually today. You're allowed to sell a nevela, but if you're allowed to sell, you should know why you need that pasuk. We see there's a clear machlokus now here as to what is between Tosos and the Shita Lo Nodami as to what is the Isser Hana. What is Isser Hana? The Tosos says you're not allowed to sell it. The Shita says you are allowed to sell it.
I don't know. You're making a profit on it. Selling it, that's definitely
Hana. No, it depends on the. So according to Tosos, that's saying exactly what you're saying. According to Tosos, it simply is when it comes to Isser Hana, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Any benefit from the Isser Hana is Aser. I'm not allowed to anoint myself with it. I'm not allowed to sell it because I'm deriving benefit from it. According to Shita Lo Nodami, you're not allowed to use it. That's what Isser Hana is. When I sell it, I'm not using it. I'm deriving benefit from it, but I'm not using it. So that's his shita. There's another shita.
Any
Isser Hana. Any Isser. It's not Hesplin. It's different definitions of what benefit is. You're just very used to saying, listen, he says the shita muzera. It's a change.
You're selling it, you're using it.
No, you're not.
Sure you are. You're
not. I'm not using the guf da davar.
You use the guf da davar to make money.
No, this thing is used. This thing is supposed to be used for X, Y, and Z. This is what this item is used for. The oil is used to anoint or
okay,
to smear.
I'm a wholesaler.
Right.
I use that to sell to make money.
But that's not what. You're selling it. You're not using it.
That's why I say it's 11 years.
No, I think it's a very, very big difference. Very big difference. And that's why it leads to different. That's why it leads to different shitos. Whether you're allowed to sell it or not allowed to sell it. I don't know, there's the Rambam in Machal Sasuro says that if food is under Asr Bahana, he says you can't even give it to animals. You can't even gift it. You can't give it to anybody. What Hana, that you're not.
Okay, that's a good example.
Why?
Not like give it to the animal.
Not you or any animal. What Hana are you getting out of there?
Exactly.
So why aren't you allowed to use it? Why aren't you allowed to do that?
You're getting enough because you're feeding an animal.
What hana do I get from feeding a stray dog?
Animal.
What hana am I getting from feeding a stray dog?
Stray dogs.
So why aren't you allowed to use according to the Rambam? So I think the Rambam has another definition, has a third definition of what Isser Hana is.
You're getting, you're
mitzvah's lav lehem is nitnu. There's no hana. You can't, there's no hana.
He won't bite you if
he gives you. So he'll go near him, he won't bite you.
Well, the answer is, I think the answer is, not, the third definition is, Rambam says that when it comes to Isser Hana, he defines it as that you can't exhibit any control over the item.
So if by giving it out, that's considered control. There's three different definitions of what Isser Hana is. Just from this small little Tosos, you have a whole to-do. You can spend a shear on that Tosos. Okay, fine. Next. Kol Shah, Mishnah said, Gemara quotes, Kol Shah, Shemut Lecho Machil. All the time, you're allowed to sell, allowed to eat. You're allowed to feed. Hakol shah she'enu mutar lechol. So once you're not allowed to eat it, the inference is enu machil. Then you should be able to eat. Well, then that goes against lemi masnisin to lo k'rabbi Yehuda. Our mission does not go like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, because Rabbi Yehuda has the two tier issur. Right? He said first has starting the fourth hour you can get hana, but starting fifth hour you can get hana, but you can't eat. And starting the sixth hour you can't get hana and you can't eat. So here it says, no, it's all the same time. The E, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika Chamesh, at the fifth hour, the Eino Ochel Machil. You may not eat, but you can feed. You can get Hana. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yudala from Abbez, Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir says, Ochel Kol Chamesh, you can eat the whole fifth hour, Vesor from Tchil Shesh, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda, because he has a whole problem with the Yom Unan, he says, Ochel Kol Arba, you can eat the fourth hour, Betolim Kol Chamesh, and you hang it, basically. It's, you can't eat it on the fifth hour, Vesor from Tchil Shesh, and you eat it, you have to stop. You can't even get Hana starting the sixth hour. He has this two tiers to figure out where does he get these two tiers from, right? The Ella Mai, so what's our Mishnah like? Rav Meir? Rav Meir? This Mishnah like Rav Meir? Yeah, it doesn't make sense that Rav Meir, because the lush on the Mishnah is not so good. But if it's like Rav Meir, the Mishnah should have said, Kol Shah Shemutu Lechol Machil. So long as you're allowed to eat, you can feed it. But Kol Shah Shemutu Lechol Machil Behema, it's Kol Shah Shemutu Machil Mibayle. So, the language isn't so good. Rashi says, "Aval hashta d'nakel abetrei lishnei mashm d'trei gavri kai." We saw this also on the Afid Aleph. When it says "kol shoshem mutu lechol," then machel lebehema, then it sounds like dealing with two people. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. If it was Rav Meir, it should simply say "kol shoshem she'ochel machel," not "kol shoshem mutu lechol." I don't know what the difference is. What? Yeah, I'm not sure what the lashon is, but the Gemara seems to say.
that it says trei lishne, the trei gabrikai. And kol shosha mutter le'echol, then somebody else is machil v'heim achai le'ofos. Otherwise, it should have said kol shosha mutter le'echol machil, period. I think that would have been it. No, it should have said kol shosha ochel machil. Ochel machil, because that's talking about one person. Le'echol could be talking about somebody else. I don't know. So Amar Bar-Ula Mas Nisin Rabbi Gamliel here. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Gamliel. This non, because we learned again on that Mishnah on Dafir Aluf, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he has a different thing, right? He has two different individuals, because he talks about the Kohen. He says, it's not Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Chulin Ne'echolin Kol Arba, Chulin Chametz can be in the entire fourth hour. Truma Kol Chamesh. Truma can be in the entire fifth hour, because he has a problem of burning the Truma when you have a Heter Achila, when it's not Asr yet. Right, the sort remember the and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. V'hachik amar, this is what the Mishnah says. Kol shor shemutol lechol kohen b'truma, the entire time period that a kohen can eat this truma, Yisrael machin chulin lebehem lechayv leofos. That is where the Yisrael can feed his animals. So it's using the kohen's time period. The kohen's time period of eating truma is the same time period as truma as eating as heter hana by chametz. So question though is that it's focusing on Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know if we did it back in Aleph, but why is he distinguished? I mean, yes, why is he distinguished between the fifth and sixth hour? You have Isra Hana. What's this two tiers, right? So it's not the question is actually raised by the Rashash. He says the Rashash in the back says Lechori Yipala. It's a wonder. Came in the Isra Hana Mizayinu Gam Kain Midoraisa Velokin Alav. Right. So the Isra Hana starts at the beginning of the seventh hour. Right, so that's why you burn it, right? That's when the Isra Hana starts. And you get malchus from it, right? So, gam keng, it should be this, madua lo gazrin ale gam keng mo mechila. Why is there a different zera for the achila and the hana? Why is that Isra achila start before the Isra Hana? What's behind that? So, Rosh Hashanah gives us an answer. He says, v'yei shlomar, shelo rotsu lahachmir kol kach. They didn't want to be machmir so much. Right? Isra the Rabbanan, they didn't want to be machmir so much. Right, you have the same concept. He says you see by Yisur Basar B'chalav. Right, so let's say you have Basar B'chalav the Rabbana, for example. Instead of cooking the milk and meat together, you salt it together, or you pickle it together. It's not Yisur and Yisur D'Oraisa. He says the Afa Gav the Gimel Yisurin Shabo. You have Gimel Yisurin when it comes to Basar B'chalav. You have Achila, you have Hana, and you have Bishol. So the Afa Gav the Gimel Yisurin Shabo the Hemachila Hana Bishol Shavin Yisura Mikom Akam. He says, he quotes your day, where he says, the Basar B'chalav the Rabbanon, they made it in the Rabbanon, and they only took one of the three Isur D'Oraisa. So it's here, and they can split. They can make it's a Rabbanon at this time, because the D'Oraisa doesn't start till later, so they can split. It's sort of like, he says, the reason why is because they were like, Chasu Amamonim, so Yisrael. They wanted to give them more time to get out of it. Okay, nice answer, just that. But how does that really work? So this you can't do the pair without the grizz. There's a grizz in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and I opened my Gemara, it actually fell out. So that means when I once learned it, and it was there. So after the Shema, they have to do it. So he says, yes, he's Sarach Iyun, Lama Yisrael Sofer B'Shach Chamishas came from. He says, Ma Bein Shor Chamishas Shor Shishas B'Inyan Zeh. This has to be more of a fundamental difference between the fifth hour and the sixth hour. Right, so the fifth hour you can't eat it, and the sixth hour you can't get another from. What's the distinction between the fifth hour and the sixth hour? He quotes it. He says, "Ma ben shal chamishis shal shishis in nazeh." Me'achad the isra achila shal chametz matkin v'shal chamishis. When the fifth hour, the isra achila starts in the fifth hour. Lamely in sreifa asla sofrat shal shishis. So why can't you talk about talking about burning the truma? Why can't you burn it to the sixth hour? The ezi ibukachim yish bezeh came to kvar asra achila. He goes, "What is asra achila? What ibukachim is there? What are you supposed to do with it?" That's what, so he maybe makes the question for the truma. So basically his. His answer is that, and just to even further the question, the Rambam says that there's a big difference in the Onesh. He says that, you know, basically, eating in the fifth hour and eating in the sixth hour are both Asr D'Rabbanan. But if you eat during the fifth hour, it's Asr. But if you eat during the sixth hour, you get Makas Marvus. Wait a second. They're both Asr. So why only one time do you get Makas Marvus and the other time you don't get Makas Marvus? It's Asr. He says that the Briz says there's clearly a fundamental difference between the Isr in the fifth hour and the Isr in the sixth hour. And he basically bases on it the idea of that there are two different types of Dinei D'Rabbanan. Right? There are Dinei D'Rabbanan, which are just an expansion of the D'Oraisa. If you expand D'Oraisa, it has Chokoti, Tukun, Rabbanan, Ke'en D'Oraisa. That's the later hour. That's eating in the sixth hour. eating in the 6 hours, eating, you know, starting the 6 hours, an expansion of the Issa D'oraisa of eating in the seventh hour. They just move the time period forward. But the fifth hour, not an expansion, that's just a new takana. So there are different rules now. There's a new, it's a new takana. So basically, one's an expansion of the D'oraisa, one's a new Gzeira. So what's, does the expansion of the D'oraisa make sense? It's no problem. It's the exact same Issa we have in the D'oraisa. We pulled into the Rabbanan. And therefore, what, how does that work? There's an Issa Chefza. The Chomet is Usser. You can't eat it. So me the rice, if you eat it, you get that punishment. Me the Rabbanan, you get the Rabbanan punishment. But in the fifth hour, it's a new din d'oraisa, which is what? It's just a halacha. There's an Isser Gavra, the Griz says. There's an Isser Gavra to eat chametz at that time. It's a different takana. It's a whole different takana. So different takana, there's different rules. So it's not the same. The fifth and the sixth hour is not the same thing. It's very different. The sixth hour is an expansion of the seventh hour Isser. The fifth hour is a new din. It's a new takana de Rabbanan. And that's why it's an Isser Gavra. It's because of the Yom Unan issue. That's why they made a takana. That's why you can't eat it. But even though you can still get Hanah, because the only takana means you can't eat it, that's why you don't get Makas Magus, because it's not an expansion of the D'oraisa. Right. The Gur says, and maybe the Yerushalmi argues, but...
The sixth hour is Asr with the Rabbanan to what?
Rabbita, right.
Hanah.
Right. The fifth hour is only Asr B'Achila. Why? What's the difference?
No, but that's just...
What is that? Rabbanan. So why is the Rabbanan different in the fifth hour and the sixth hour? So the Gur says there are different rules governing it because they're different takanas. In the fifth hour, there's an Isser Gavra to eat chametz. And in the sixth hour, it's an expansion of the D'oraisa, which means the chametz is Asr B'Chefza. Classic Brisker Torah. Okay.
This also goes back to the fifth hour, right? Fifth hour is Achila, and the sixth is
Midrabban. Midrabban and Achila, right. You don't go back further, no. Because they only made, because you're not going to have, people aren't going to be Toa so much. We saw that in the fourth hour, everyone sits down and eats their meals, and they know what time it is. That's the grist. Okay.
But according to Rabbi Meir, it's not
us the Rabbanim. Right, he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda.
No, you can
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir makes sense.
Rabbi Meir, what's the issue of the Rabbanim? Only the 6 hours?
6 hours. Everything is tarts. It's a clear...
No.
Right. Because all he's doing is expanding the Din D'oraisa. The Din D'oraisa says you're not allowed to eat starting the seventh hour, and he says you're not allowed to eat starting the sixth hour. He took the entire D'oraisa and expanded it. Right. Rabbi Yehuda did expand it, but then he made another takana. In the fifth hour. Okay. So now Gemara is just basically gonna go through the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Lamali the Mishnah Behemah, Lamali Mishnah Chaya. Why do I have to write a Behemah and why do I have to write a Chaya? Why do I have to write a domesticated? I can't feed, right? I can feed my domesticated animal, I can feed my undomesticated animals. He said, Sricha, I need to eat Tana Behemah. Had the Mishnah just said that you're allowed to feed your Behemos during this time period, if the behemoth leaves anything over, chazile, you would see it, and then you would be mevatelit, or you take care of the chametz when you see it. Aval chaya, when it comes to a chaya, di misharya, if it leaves over, kamatznala, he would hide it, right? So kamat emolo, so you wouldn't be able to do it because you wouldn't know where the chametz, you wouldn't be able to take care of it. And then the Gemara says, what about the other way? And the Gemara says the other way, and says the same reasons the opposite way, which I'm not sure I totally understand yet. The itan chaya, and if it was a chaya, you would say chaya. You can feed mishum de imisharya, because if it would leaves over me, it's matzna. At least it would hide it, and you wouldn't see it. And therefore, what Rashi says, the itan chaya hava mina hi adifa mishum de imisharya matzna le. Right, then you have to read the gears on the side. And the hida avar b'bal yamatzah b'bal ra lo avar. He splits. Says you'll be over b'bal yamatzah, but you won't be over b'bal yira because you won't see it. Really, b'bal yira b'bal yamatzah are two separate. They're two separate things. We had a gemara and davav. That learn one out from the other and see that Bayirah and Bayimatzah had the same rules. So we'll look into that also. But Behema Zimnin de Misharia, sometimes they'll leave it over. Below Masika Daite, the Kayala, the Bayirah, Ubayimatzah. But the animal, the Behema, will leave it over. It's going to be right there. You're going to be so busy making your mara, making your charoses, you're not going to realize it. Then I've come to Pesach, I can look at it, and now you can be over both, according to Rashi. Bayirah and Bayimatzah. So maybe you would be able to feed it to him. Kamash Malan, then it's no problem. The mashmala, you can. They're not worried about that.
What about the whole mishnah? Anything I'm not aware of, I'm about to.
Maybe you did it beforehand. Maybe you did it beforehand, and now you're feeding the animal afterwards. You know, sometimes people burn their chametz.
Kind of stand when we say that.
I don't know, but sometimes sometimes people do it before they go to work. Whether or not they go to work on Pesach, we'll get to in a different parish. Before they go to work, and then they feed the animal a little bit later, and the food's not there, and the crumbs are sitting right there.
Right.
So you know about it; it's sitting right there. You don't do anything about it. Kol chamir di'ikav resusi de lo yadana. I don't know about. But you have to know yadana, but it's sitting right in front of you. It's right there. It's on the table. It's not hidden. The lo mitznalei. You're right. And why does he just do bittel? What's the problem? He says, forget to do bittel. You're right. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now I know why I do behema v'chaya. But he says, opos lamali. So why do I have to bring in birds? He says, no, I did the time of behema v'chaya. Tell me opos. That's just to keep it parallel. It's a behema v'chaya. We're going to say opos as well. Fine. Next. You give it to your fish. I guess you're right. Why don't you say dogim? Right. Why don't you say your reptiles?
Well,
right. Because behema v'chaya opos usually.
That night.
Yeah, they really have fish. They had their ponds.
You know, I doubt they had a boy pond.
No, but there are other commissioners in Beitza that talk about they used to go to the pond and get the fish. Maybe it's in the not in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's not theirs. But okay, listen, you have to be careful with the fish food. Also, there's always an issue to do with the fish food, whether it's kosher to Pesach or not. I remember I was watching somebody's turtle for over Pesach, and the turtle had it was chametz food. The guy gave me a turtle to feed with chametz food. I didn't know what to do. I gave it back. Gave it back. I said, figure something else. I said, give it to the turtle watcher. It stank. It really smelled. So Gemara says, Umokul and Achri. And during this time period, when it's Mutter Vahana, you can sell it to the guy. So Gemara says, Pshita. If it's Mutter Vahana, why can't I sell it to the guy? Why is the mission? Mission tells me it's Mutter Vahana. And you can even sell it to a guy. Of course. It's Mutter Vahana. What's the problem? So Gemara says, Pshita. There's no, Lafuke Mehait Hatahana, to come and to go against the following Shita. Whose Shita is? The Sanya. We have the Brisa that says, this is on Gemara and Shabbos. Beishame Omrim Lo Yimgor Adam Chametz LeNachri. You cannot sell. You may not sell your chametz to a guy. Eli Imkein Yodeya Boshe Yikalik Kodem Pesach. Beishame says you may not sell your chametz to a guy unless you know for sure that the guy is going to finish eating the chametz prior to Pesach. Right? Ubeis Hillel. So therefore, our mission is coming to tell you, Beishame.
So you can finish it also before Pesach.
That's Beishama Shita. So now you ask the question, we'll try to figure out what the Machlokas says. Ubeis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel says, Kol Shoshim, Mutalecho, Mutalimkor. So as long as you're allowed to eat the chametz, you're allowed to sell it. And that's how you get rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro Omer, third Shita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro says, Kutach, this Kutach, which is a sort of condiment, this dip, that Rashi says that you have this stale bread and you have this milk liquid in there, right? Vekomine Kutach. Also, Limkor Shloshim Kol Pesach. You may not sell 30 days before Pesach. We'll get to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro. But Beishamai seems to indicate that you're not allowed to sell the chametz before to a guy unless you know for a fact that the chametz is going to be destroyed before Pesach. So, okay, what's the point?
How do you know what he's going to do?
Then don't sell it to him. What's your question? So, what's the machlokes in Beishamai's Hillel? What is your chiyuv now to do with the chametz?
If you sell some.
But maybe that's not the obligation for when it comes to Bir Chametz, right? The Rishonim
say that's not even possible. You sell the chametz to a guy So you're selling him your chametz.
Yeah.
At the time when you're not allowed to have it.
Okay.
So how can you say the same thing? He's going to finish before Pesach.
So don't you're not allowed to sell to him by then.
You're not allowed to sell him.
According to Beishamai, Beishamai says you can't sell your chametz unless you know that the chametz is going to be gone 30 days, it's going to be done when time Pesach starts.
So why do we make it at the end of it? Why do we sell it?
A, we don't hold like Beis Shammai, okay? Okay, so what's the machlokas? Beis Shammai says you can't sell to the guy beforehand, Beis Hillel says you can. So Rashi says what? He says, Kodem sheyavol Pesach, the kasabri, he told that Beis Shammai holds, mitzvah alav leva'aro min ha'olam, v'lo sheyeh kayam. What's your mitzvah tashbisa according to Beis Shammai? Complete obliteration of the chametz. That's the definition.
Any chametz in the world?
That your chametz that you own, when it comes to Pesach, it has to be obliterated. It has to be gone. So if I sell it to the guy and it's still in existence, I didn't obliterate the chametz. It's still in existence. That's
about, what. At what point did you have to have?
30 days. We see from here, but 30 days beforehand.
30 days.
Okay, that's the time period. You know, that's the time period. It seems from Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, according to Rashi. So Beis Shammai says that you have to get rid of it. Beis Hillel also says no. I can, as long as I'm allowed, what you're saying, as long as I'm allowed, if I sell it, it's no longer mine. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu, not to destroy and obliterate the chametz, the mitzvah is to remove it from my rishus. Just to get rid of it from my rishus. And that's how we're focused on. That's not what Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai says, according to Rashi, you have to get rid of it, right? Right. And the Rush in the back says, in Siman Dalet, he says that You don't have to get rid of it from the world, just from your house. That's what Beis Hillel says. But there is a famous Rav Elchanan who says differently. Rav Elchanan says that maybe the machlokas is not like this. Maybe Beis Hillel agrees. Tashbisu means to obliterate. If you own the chametz, the way to get rid of it is to destroy it, get rid of it from the world, burn it, throw it away. You can't have it in existence. So why does he say you can sell it to a guy? So he says, the example he uses for a mezuzah. I live in a house. I have an obligation to have a mezuzah. I'm wearing a four-corner garment. I have an obligation to put on tzitzis. I take off the four-corner garment. Do I have an obligation to wear tzitzis anymore? I sell the house. Do I have an obligation to keep the mezuzah on the house? We do. Do I have an obligation to mezuzah anymore? No. Basically, what I do is I sidestep the process. I have an obligation, this is what you were saying. I have an obligation to get rid of the chametz. I sell the chametz before and I don't have it anymore. There's no obligation anymore. It's not that I was mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. I did an end around the mitzvah tashbisu. And therefore, I don't have a problem. That's nothing to do with that. Okay, the third, there are other Rishonim, Rabbi Nadavid and the Maram Chalava, they say, no, this is just a machlokus on the Rabbanan plane. Everyone agrees, get rid of the chametz. The problem is, when it comes to the Mechiras chametz, the Maram Chalava says that there could be, there's a Maris Hayin issue. People think it's your chametz, and the goes to Shus. Rabbi Nadavid says, well, that the Beis Shammai holds, it's a harama. You really have das, that's really his, that come after Pesach, you're going to want it back? It's not a real sale. Maybe the people don't think it's a real, and that's the same issue that people have nowadays about it. Probably not. Okay. Does he want to destroy the Araisa? According to the first way, according to Rashi in the Rush, and according to the way Rabbi Chanan explained it, it's on a Araisa. He's a Araisa issue. According to his explaining between the other Rishonim, it's on a Rabbanan level. What the issue is. So you wouldn't necessarily violate by your Rabbi Yamatzeh if you sold it, but he doesn't like it, other issues. Okay.
That's an old story.
Yep, right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Omer, right, he says, Kutach, v'kol mini kutach, asa dikwa shloshim kol Pesach. For kutach, this thing, you can't sell it more than 30 days before Pesach, because, Rashi says, it's here like a Beishamai. Number one, Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro is channeling Beishamai. It means you have to get rid of the chametz. And therefore, v'ze'enu nechal maher, he's giving an example of something, a food item that's not eaten quickly. And therefore, she'en ochen also elamad bilimbo, v'hani shloshim yom, mishash chalav chol b'shbir, mishol v'hilchos Pesach. 30 days beforehand is the outside time period. You know, if you sell 30 days before Pesach, he's not going to finish it by Pesach. Why 30 days? But you mentioned 30 days is when the beginning of beer begins, the Shomim Redarshim. Tosha says, no, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda Vaseir is holding like Beis Shammai? He's not one of the Shamuti, he's not Rabbi Lazar. So Tosha tries to fit in that the Rabbi Yehuda Vaseir is actually holding like Beis Hillel. Let's look at Tosha. Okay, now the Gemara says.
These are food products that have a long shelf.
Right.
So in general, you can sell it, but this you're going to say, it's never going to be able to
be. Right, but according to Beis Hillel, that should make a difference.
Right, so he's kind of in the middle of the road. One says you can never sell it to the guy beforehand, one says you can sell
it. No, Beis Shammai says you can
sell it. Like before, if it's going
to be. Right, I think according to Beis Shammai, though, Beis Shammai would probably say, you're not allowed to sell it. Elim can your day of Oshi color cold and Pesach. If you know for a fact it's going to be eaten, then you can. So, I mean, Rabbi Messiah seems, according to Rashi.
There's a possibility for you to eat it.
He doesn't say possible. It says Elkim Yodeyabo. You know that it's going to be eaten. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, according to Rashi, give an example. Here's Kutat that you know is not going to be eaten. Alright.
Doesn't make
sense
how much you sell. Is it a quarter of an ounce?
The standard amount of Kutat that's going to be sold. Yeah. Right? Whatever. The ketchup bottle is whatever many ounces. So the Kutat was sold in a certain bottle. Most things we buy is standard size. So whatever the standard amount was to sell at that time, that was the amount that they knew in 30 days wasn't going to be eaten. So Gemara then says mutter bahana. Everything is mutter bahana. Pshita, right? It's pasha. We just said that it gave these examples of heter hana, and now you say mutter bahana. He says no. Pshita lo tzricha shecharchu kodem zmano. What you did is you singed it prior to the iser, the time that chametz becomes aser. The kamash malan kederava, and it goes like rava to amar rava. As rava says charchu kodem zmano. If you singed the chametz prior to the time that the iser chametz is chal. Mutter b'hana through achar zmano. You're allowed to get hana even after zmano. Rashi says, lo tzricha, v'hai mutter ala achar zman kai. Meaning, I have this chametz. I toast it to a point that it's not dust, but it's really burnt. And therefore, We could go shecharchu or yafek kol mizmano shabatel tamu marisa. It doesn't taste like it anymore. It doesn't look like it anymore. Rat Tosel says kigon shenisam lechol telev. It's no longer food anymore. But I did that before the zman, so I can get hanah from it on the zman. The inference being is that if I did it after the zman, I can't get hanah. I mean, once something starts Pesach, once it starts Pesach with the shem chametz, you can't get rid of the shem chametz unless you destroy it. Just being charchu, it is not enough. And here again, there's a major machlokas rishonim. Can you eat this chametz now? It says charchu kol mizmano mutter b'hana afilo la'achar zmano. So the Balamor and the Ran and all the rishonim say, yeah, you can eat it. Why? It's pasul me'achilas kelev, and therefore once it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's not food anymore. It's then you eat it. What are you getting out of it?
You're not really eating it. Well, the category.
Right, so the most you're getting is hana. No one eats it, and you ate it. So you're getting benefit out of it. Well, you're allowed to get benefit out of it. And just the carpool, you're allowed to get benefit out of it. But the Rush argues, the Rush in. The Rush in Simon. Right, Rush in Simon Aleph. He says, Yesha Rotsin, there are those who say that Lav Dafka Hana, it's not only a Hana that you're going to get, you can even eat it, because it's dust now, it's nothing. He says, Velo Mistaver, I don't think that's correct. The Afalpi, the butler, Dasa Ochel, Eitzel Kaladam, even though yeah, most people don't eat it, Mikomakam, came in the Iuka Ochel, lay, since he's eating it, Yasser. Why? Concept of Achshave. The Rush brings in the concept of Achshave, which is something that's nifsal from food, but you eat it, you raise its status. So it seems to be more of an underabundant level. It doesn't say underaisa, but that goes into all these ideas about, you know, having medicines and all these other food products. Some people go into not eating things, even shampoo and other things like that, because now that you're getting hana from it and you want it, so you're raising the status, even though it was nifsal me'achilas kelev, but once you were getting from using it and once you were eating it, or once you were using it, maybe you raise the status back. I'm trying to figure out what the machlokus is between the Rush and the other Rishonim. What does Harachol do? Right, so according to the other Rishonim, what Charchu does is what David said, it's no longer chametz, it's nothing. You change the status of the item. It's not considered chametz anymore, so you can eat it. According to the Rush, it doesn't change the status. It diminishes the status to a point where it's not considered chametz. But it's not that it's gone, it's still there, and it's still latent, and if you're oxidating it, you could raise it back up to its status. Okay.
So you think even on Pesach?
From Charchu, yeah. Yeah, once achazmano, and you can, according to the other Rishonim, you can even eat it. It's lav dafka hana. You can even eat it.
The Rush says that actually applies to hana.
No, the guy who's eating it. It says some say you're allowed to eat it. No, other people. There are other people who use achshave when it comes to certain other items.
But like things that go in your mouth, like toothpaste.
Right. So even the more mako people on Pesach about achshave, they say there's a problem with toothpaste, lipstick. People go like that, so once you put it in, so there, a lot of people are agreeing. When it comes to using the shampoo and the conditioners that have these things in, that's where you have the difference. Rav Blumenkranz is very machmir on that. The CRC is not.
Everyone's stomach on their own sheets.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, Abra Zmano Asar Bahana. So when the time passes, now it's Asar Bahana. Again, Shita. Again, that's Pashit. You said, it's Asar Bahana now. So he goes, Lotzrikal Shastra Rabbanan. It's talking about the Shastra Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan times, Amrav Gidal Amarav, Chia Bar Yosef, Amrav Yochan, Amakadish, Mishal Sheshal Slomala, Afil Bechiti Kornidisa, Echosh Nekadushim. Once the Isra'na comes, there's no Shash, it's totally Asar Bahana. Even if you use that Chametz, right, this mountain Chametz, it's not going to become Chametz. It's mountain wheat. It's not going to rise. Nevertheless, if we use that, it's aser mana. If we use that to mikdash a woman, we're not kosher for the kedushin at all. Okay. Below yasik bo tana v'karayim. You can't use it to fuel your tana v'karayim. Again, shita. It says aser mana. Now give me an example. Okay. I'm not going to get better from it, so I'm not going to use it as fuel. No, that's also shita. No, lo tzrichal Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according. It's you need this for shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said it says in the end of our mission, ein b'yachametz el sreifa. B'yachametz has to be v'sreifa. So maybe while I'm burning it, do my mitzvah. I can just use it to as fuel, right? So I mean a whole of Amar Rabbi Yehuda mitzvaso v'sreifa. So therefore nasas vo mitzvaso, and it's done, right? Hadi dekasarif le letzani minay. So while I'm burning it, maybe I can get hanah from it because I'm doing the mitzvah, right? Tosas points out. He says. Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Chametz Bisreifo, Ephraim Mutter. The dust will be Mutter, because it says one of the Nisrafim. So I'm doing the mitzvah. So while I'm doing it, maybe I can get Hanah from it. Kamash Milan, that once this time period passes, you can't get Hanah from it while you're burning it. Afterwards, if it's burnt and it turns into ashes, okay, then you can do it. But at this time period, you can't. All right. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine. How do we know that Chametz is Asar B'Hanah on Pesach? Where does the Torah say you're not allowed to get hung up from chametz on Pesach? Just don't eat the chametz. Don't see it. How you not get? How you not get hung up from it? When I say own something, sell it. Why can't I get hung up from it?
I can't see.
I can get hung up from something without seeing it. And let's say I violate, so I can't see it, so I get hung up from it. So I violated one thing, but who says I'm getting another violation? I'm getting that benefit of getting hung up.
I think that's even a deeper level.
Why? Where does it say?
So us, you can't look at it, you can't use it.
No, that is, you can't look, you can't own it. I can see comments. If I'm in your house, I can see your comments. I don't violate anything. So, well, the comments in your house, that was obviously owned by a guy because you sold it. According to the shot, they still are. I had to fix that. So Amr Chizkiya, Minayin L'chametz B'Pesach She'Asr B'Hanah. So now this is a big sugya. The Machlok Chizkiya Rabbi Avo has, how do I know things are Asr B'Hanah? So he says, Amr Chizkiya, Minayin L'chametz B'Pesach She'Asr B'Hanah. She'Ne'amar, the Pasuk says, it doesn't say Lo Yochal Chametz. The Pasuk says, Lo Ye'achel Chametz. What is Ye'achel? And that, I don't know what binyan that is, or Lo Ye'achel. It says, Lo Yehebo Heter Achila. There shouldn't be any Heter Achila. Rashi says, Lo Ye'achel. Mi de karina lo yeachel, right? And even Rashi even has a star and puts in the side lo yeachel. Mashma lo yebo heter. There should be any heter on the chametz. Hamevi lidei shum achila, that could theoretically bring you to any type of achila. Vistam hanos, and most hanos lidei achila heim bos, right? They're supposed to come to do achila, right? Shelokeach v'dam and damer achav. If you sell it, the best level of hanos to sell it, get money, and then use the money to buy food. The chametz can't be anything, le'yachel, can't be anything that will lead to any type of achila, eating it, or eating something a derivative of it, even something that hana, even something that was, even when using it and selling it, you can't eat something that is used.
So hana that doesn't bring to achila, that should be mutar.
No, but Rashi says, stam hanos, le'yachila. Most hanos come from
right.
So then,
there's shampoos, which is not.
Right, I understand. But then, once you say, what le'yachel means, don't get hana. The basic hana is that, is leading to achila. But once we answer that type of hana, you're answering all the hanas. All the hanas become answer. The shampoo is a different issue because it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, and the whole to do is whether or not you hold the achshavei when it comes to the isra hana also. There are those who say yes and those who say no. You just have to hold like you're up.
You just had the burning in the stove, you're getting warm.
Right.
Burning the chametz.
Right.
Why is
there that
eating?
Right.
So why is
there, because you're not allowed to get hana. We just said you're not allowed to get hana. Now the Gemara is asking, well, how do we know you're not allowed to get hana? So how do you know you're not allowed to get hana? I mean, I'm not allowed to get hana. Time of the kasher of one of the lo yachel chametz. Because it wrote lo yachel, right? How low cost of lo yachel, but had it not written lo yachel, I just said lo yochel, or just the word lo yochel by itself. The standard being is that if it just simply says lo yochal, if it just says don't eat in the Torah, the assumption being, now I eat it, but you're allowed to get hana. Mashma, that any time it says not allowed to eat, right, and any time it says you're not allowed to eat, you're allowed to get hana. So what about all these other Yisrael hana? He's going to have to learn out why you're not allowed to get hana from those also. So, but Rupliga the Rabbi Avo, the Rabbi Avo argues, I'm Rabbi Avo, he says no. Kol makom shenemar, anytime the Torah uses the shorish of lo yochal, right? Lo yochal, lo tochal, lo soklu, echad isra achila, echad isra hana, ach yifrot lecha kasev. Anytime it says lo, included in lo yochal, is not getting hana. So I don't need this lo yeachel, this and that. Anytime there's an item that you're not allowed to eat, if it's said in the lashon of not, do not eat, you're not allowed to get hana either. Ach yifrot lecha kasev, until the Torah explicitly tells you you're allowed to get hana. Right, like it did where Hiderek Shapart Lachab Nevela, like it says specifically by the Isser of Nevela. You're not allowed to eat Nevela, but you are allowed to get Hana from Nevela. Why? It says Lo Yochal, because the Torah specifically limits that you're not allowed to eat, but it gives you a specific permit to get Hana. Right, the Sanya, we have a Brisa that says as follows. The Pasuk says by Nevela, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, you're not allowed to eat at the Nevela, right? So fits theoretically according to this now, according to Rabbi Yavo, you shouldn't be able to get Hana. But then the pasuk says, the ger sherev sherech titnen nova achla, you can give it to the ger on your gate. O machla nachri, you can sell it to a guy. You can't get hana. So that's the exception that proves the rule. Here you're allowed to get hana. Everywhere else where it says lo sochlu, you can't get hana. So price continues. Ainli el la ger ben asina. The pasuk says, I can give it to a ger and I can sell it to a nachli ben mechira. But how I know the other way around? La ger ben mechira minayin. How do I know I can sell it? Sorry, la nachli. Ainli el leger ben asina lunachri ben mechira leger ben mechira minayim. How do I know I can sell it to a ger? Talmud Lomar, you have to reread the pasuk. Put the comma in a different spot, and if you put the comma in a different spot, it goes as follows: leger asher b'sherech titnena omachor. I can get, you know, just add, put the comma after the omachor as opposed to after the tnena, break up the pasuk differently. Torah Shabbat Peh, that's how they do it. So it says you can either sell it to the give it to the ger or sell it to the ger. So the nachri been seen in the minayin. How do I know I can sell it? I can give it to the nachri. Pasuk says I can sell it to the nachri. How do I know I can give it to the nachri? So minayin tamalomar. Read the pasuk again. Tnena v'achla omachor nachri. You reread the pasuk. You can do both. You can either give it to the nachri, you can sell it to the nachri, or either give it to the nachri. Nimsas Omer comes to see, comes from ad from here, Echad Ger, the Echad Nachri, when either the Ger or the Nachri, Bein Mechir, Bein Nesina, you can sell or you can give it. Devei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. So you see from here clear, it says Lo Soklu, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to get Hana, all types of Hana. Anywhere else where it doesn't say you're allowed to get Hana, Lo Soklu means you're not allowed to get Hana. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, no, Devar Kiksavim, the Pasuk is specific. The Ger Bein Nesina, Ulu Nachri Mechira, you give it to the Ger, and you sell it to the guy. You don't do the other way around. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that way? Because Isa Kadayta, because I'm a Rav Meir. Because if it's like Rav Meir said, that you can do both, you know, both can be sold or given to, both Ger and the Nachri, then lift the Rahmana, the Torah should say, L'Ger Asher B'Sherecha Titnena V'Achla U'Machlar. You can give it and sell it. O Lamali, the O is an or, meaning it splits. You give it to the Ger, or you sell it to the guy. So oylamili shmami no dvarim kiksavon. It's literal. They read literally. All right. So Rav Meir, what do you do with the word o? So Rav Meir o, it's lahakin nesin lager limechil nachri. In other words, o should be o. The o, yes, the o is a separation, but it separates to show you that there is a hierarchy. But what you, first, if you have a choice, first you should try to give it to a ger. If you can't give it to a ger, then you can sell it to a guy. That's what the o comes to, right? Rabbi Yehuda, halo tsarikra. You don't need a pasuk for this. It's a sir. Because Kavan, the Ger, Atametsuva lahachioso, Benachri, Iatametsuva lahachioso, Lotzari cross varhu. There's a mitzvah to support the Ger. So if I have a choice of either giving it to the Ger and being Mekayim the mitzvah, or selling it to the guy, give it to the Ger and being Mekayim the mitzvah. There's no Ger there, then I can sell it to the guy. But I don't need the O to tell me that. So the O is free to tell me that Dvarim Kav Sava. But now the Gemara says, well, okay, so wait a second. Bishlam, mother of Meir, it's all fine according to Rav Meir, to Amar, who said, Echad Ger ve'Echad Nachri Bein B'Mechir Bein B'Nesina. You can give it to a Ger, you can sell it to a Ger, you can give it to a guy, you can sell it to a guy. All Hana is Mutter. I mean, the Itzterach Kral the Mishle in the Veila B'Hana. So the Pasuk is coming specifically to tell me, the Torah specifically explained to me that Neveila is Mutter B'Hana. Right? How Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Asurin Bein B'Mechir Bein B'Hana. So all other Yisurin in the Torah would be Asur B'Hana. Because by the Torah is giving you a specific permit by Neveila. But El Rav Yehuda, the Torah is not giving you a specific permit by Nevela. The Torah is giving you a way that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do this or that. You're not allowed to get Hana from it. You either, because if I was allowed to get Hana, I can do both. I'm allowed to give it to the Ger or sell it to the Nachri. But Stam, I can't get any type of Hana, only what the Torah tells me. Right? El Rav Yehuda, the Amar, the Dvarim Kiksavam, who the Asa, Ha Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Minali Yisurin B'Hana. How do I have the, how, this is not the exception that proves the rule. Because this is a different limit over here. The only way this is an exception that proves the rule is if the exception says that I can get any benefit from it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I can't get any benefit from it. I'm limited to what the pasuk tells me. So how do I prove, according to Rabbi Avo, any time it says lo soklu, you're allowed to get hana. But, and he uses this as the example. That's not a good example point for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda could say, yeah, every time it says lo soklu, you can get, maybe you can get hana. And here it's limiting it. It's limiting the hana only to giving it to a ger or selling it to a guy. So where does he learn? So he says, Nafgalei, he learns it, Milekel Tashlichun Oso. This is Rabbi Yavo, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says by a trefa, it says, Lo Soklu, you can't eat the trefa, but what you can do is you can throw it to the dog. Lekel Tashlichun Oso. This you can throw to the dog. Oso Atamash Lekelev. This you can throw to the dog. But Iya Tamash Lekelev Kol Yisurin the Sheba Torah. You're not allowed to throw to the dog, get Hana from any other type of Yisurin from the Torah. So yes, Ein Hachanami. This is the example, this is the exception that proves the rule. When it comes to the trefa, I can get Hana. When all other things, I can't get Hana. Lo Sochu means, anytime it says a Shorosh of Ochel, I may not get Hana, unless there's an exception. Then the Veil exception doesn't work, but the Kelev over here exception does work. You know what? It just keeps going for a while. So this, as good as places any, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.